D4, number 24B.
Is that very difficult? Well, perhaps at the beginning it is. I hope it is, because if it would be very easy, I would think, well, I tell you something which you have known for since Adam, you see. So only if something is progressive, it takes some time first to acquaint their thought to it. And don't take it easy. Take it quite natural that at the beginning it's strange, that at the beginning it seems intellectual, at the beginning seems, I don't know, academical. You can call it what you want. It doesn't matter what you call it, because inwardly it is the progressive spiritual principle at work. And after a month, 2 months, 3 months, these things become natural to you, if you think about it. Even if you think tentatively about it and don't know exactly how to do it. But in the measure, as you say, well, what is really being? What is this funny thing called the Infinite One? Who has made it? What are the constituents of it? And quite easily you get the sense, well, the constituents of being must be divine ideas. They must be divine ideas. And these ideas are changeless. So, they are changeless and timeless life. That's the great thing of the identities of being, that they never change. Intelligence remains intelligence. Substance remains substance. Joy remains joy. It does not change. This has the sole sense of changelessness. And they are eternal life, because they never come and go. And you say, oh, that are the elements of being, the constituents of being. And then something within you says quite naturally, you don't have to force it. The moment you look at these ideas, you see, but they are not just hanging somewhere in the air as if they were puppets there, but they are ideas moving. They are ideas combining. They are ideas where each idea makes friends to each other ideas and helps each other idea and supports each other idea, and you get quite naturally a sense of rhythm. Tone, rhythm, you see? You get the sense of rhythm. Say, oh, wonderful. Substance combines with intelligence. So I have an intelligence which is substantial. Substance combines with provision, with supply. Oh, that intelligence is that substance which gives provision. And your thought just begins to move and move. You get the rhythm into it. And the more you get that rhythm into it, you begin to hear a melody. You begin to hear a certain pattern, certain melody, which is directed to that which is essential to your next step, which is essential to your progress, which is lovingly adapted to each one individually, so you feel that each individual individually gets that idea which brings him somewhere to a fulfilled goal, brings him somewhere, and you get the wonderful sense of that melody which carries you. And that gives you a sense of fundamental harmony principle. And you feel that harmony is working by itself. And you feel there is no process. You don't have to process that it is a self-operative principle, a self-organizing principle, a self-regulating principle, ever at work. Yes. So in this way, you get the sense of that science order. Yes, I think I just go further to the page 4, which you have. Here, with this page 4 on the top, I want to show you how, historically, in the development of these ideas, how this fourth order, the science order, brought us quite naturally to the sense of structure. Why? Because we have seen the word is process, leading thought to God. Christ, a message from God to men, process. Christianity, leading every idea back to its principle. But when we come to science, all is in principle. So there is no more process. All ideas are already in principle. So that we had this science order here and began to realize, or John Dolly began to realize, that really what is brought out through these branches of this candlestick is the first branch of soul and life as the numerals of infinity, that is nothing else but the word order seen from the point of view of science. Instead of the word order leading up from mind to spirit to soul and so on, it is showing the science of that word. And so we could see that this first branch really is symbolizing the word of science, where we have the seven synonymous terms, but where we don't have the seven synonymous terms in the order of the word, but just as a statement of being through the seven. Just as we have in arithmetic only, as a boy, the counting up to 10, and afterwards we just have the 10 digits, no matter in which order they are the statement of being. And so soul and life just give us a sense of the word which says the whole of being can be identified, soul can be identified as the word of life, life. And so we just have in front of us all the synonymous terms. They don't need to be in a definite order. They just need to be there as the elements of being, as the constituents of being. Then spirit and soul, we have seen, is that infinite translation of the idea in the Christ. But now we don't need any more translation. Therefore, the Christ is here just showing the whole ideal. So the moment the Christ is seen from the point of view of science itself, and no more from the Christ order, we see, oh, these seven synonymous terms constitute the ideal of the Christ. They are there, these synonymous terms, to combine infinitely as the ideal Christ, the truth. Spirit and truth, the infinite operation of these synonymous terms as the ideal truth. And then we could see that the last one was really Christianity, namely that we didn't have any more like in the Christianity or the way of reflection and demonstration, but that here we have a sense of the complete pattern of being. That within being there is a complete pattern for every situation. For every situation. That pattern is already set, that pattern is already given, and so we don't need to demonstrate anything. And so we could see that all was based on principle anyway, which can be symbolized by science. So can you see the order now became structure? The seven became four. And the moment the seven became four, we could see, oh golly, now we got it. We have now seen how the seven operate infinitely through the word, the Christ, Christianity, and science. And so we got the whole structure, really, of understanding. And now, from there, thought was then leading further. I don't want to go into it. We would have more time, but you just see that at that point, something was showing Mr. Dorley the matrix. That the seven synonymous terms can always be seen as four. That the seven became four. What that means, we won't discuss here. But we just see that at this very point within the whole chart, thought was led from process to being, to structure. That thought was led from a linear thinking to a structural thinking at that very point. And that is the great point, because that is the point, as you can see, what? Now this is the point. What is this? We have seen this is there on that whole chart on the right-hand bottom, there where we had scientific understanding. Do you remember? Yeah. See, we had on that the science order as the scientific understanding. A scientific understanding, we have what? We have the seven in the four. The seven synonymous term in the four. We have, therefore, as the structure of understanding, an understanding of the seven synonymous terms operating as the four of Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. Is that clear? See, I put it another way. In early times, we also wanted to have understanding. And in order to get understanding, we said, with all you're getting, get understanding. And so we tried to get understanding with all our getting. And we thought that getting understanding means to understand what is the idea behind a table, what is the idea behind the heart, what is the true idea about this situation, what is the right idea about that proposition. We were seeking for atomistic ideas. And thought the more we see them, and the more we understand them, the more understanding we have. No. That was just gathering together atoms. And we can put parts together as long as we want. It's always smaller than the whole. Only then, when we have structure, we have the whole. And so instead of putting all that energy which has gone into finding the truth about everything, which has taken us years and years, tens and tens of years, finding the truth about this, understanding the truth about that. Scientific understanding is structural understanding. Scientific understanding means that you don't ask these questions. What is the truth about heart? What is the truth about this and that and the other? But that we are only asking and culturing our consciousness into a new system of reference, namely into the seven and the four. Into the seven and the four. Because that, the seven and the four here, constitute a scientific consciousness. And having a scientific consciousness, a scientific understanding, what do we have? We have exactly the same as what the whole chart is all about. Namely, the whole chart which is symbolizing really being, is really seeing nothing else but these seven and the four. So that being, the being, capital B, that the whole being itself has the same structure as the structure of our understanding. So that there is no more difference between being, capital B, and understanding, scientific understanding. It's the same. That's why Jesus could say, I and the Father is the one same thing. The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. It's the same thing. We break down that wall of partition between God and man. We break down the wall of partition between what being as such is and our understanding of it. And we begin to see the isomorphy, the analogy. It's more than analogy, it's the isomorphy, the same formness of the divine being, the I am, and my I am-ness of understanding, because both is the seven and the four. And so, through that whole process which we have been considering since last spring, you see, through this whole series, has had no other purpose than to culture within us a refined, cultured understanding of categories. If we have the whole, we have everything in it. We have the parts in it. And the whole is bigger than the sum of its parts. And don't think that what I have said, and this naturally is the climax of all these talks since last spring, that the structure of understanding is the same as the structure of being, that this is something which only I am telling you. I may be the only one in Christian Science that is telling you, but the world of thinkers are telling you that for a long time. Since 10 or 7 years, they are beginning to see that the structure of physics is the same structure as the understanding of physics. They are much more advanced than what we think. And they see the isomorphy of the logos creativity, which is here, of the logos creativity and the creative understanding of man. They say that's the same thing. They are only two different forms of the same thing. They see it. We are behind. We should be in front of them. See? But here you have it. And so, can you see why I try in all these talks to bring home to thought, with all you're getting, get understanding, but categorized understanding, classified understanding, thinking in categories, in categories, in categories, in categories, and not in substances, not in atoms, not in isolated ideas. Stop that. You never get anywhere with it. There are infinite ideas, so why do you run after infinitude? It's too long. But infinitude can be reduced to categories. Aristotle began it, Mrs. Eddy completed it, putting the infinite into simplicity. That's the reason of a science, to find the underlying principle which is so simple that it is poetry. Every big formula, like the world formula, like the equation of Einstein, is so simple, not difficult, so simple that some people say it's the best poetry ever written. That's poetry. And we can hear, after a while, the rhythm and the melody of that whole chart. Well, that brings us to the end of this series. And I just hope that I could show why we should study this way and what really Mrs. Eddy has discovered. And Mrs. Eddy not just has discovered how to get away, how to sidestep the doctors and not to go to the doctors because it costs too much and that it's much more cheaper to go to a practitioner. That there is something much higher behind that. All right. That's the end. Bye-bye somewhere.